I know that I can retune myself in the morning on a daily basis. So if I start out having that bad day and it starts snowballing, and it has, I will, if I'm in the car, I'll pull over to the side of the road and retune myself from the inside out by using a frequency technique, or the, you know, sometimes I call it the synchronicity of sound, using sound. And
does breathing contribute to that too? Slow deep breaths kind of calm you down a little bit?
Yeah. You know what I like to do, George, and we've been on before, and you're gracious. You always let us do the Hue technique and share that with your listeners, and that's what I would like to share once again.
And explain what it means, what it does.
Okay, you got it. Michael, you want to go first?
Go ahead and give him the Hue, and then I'll give him an explanation.
All right, that sounds good. The Hue simply goes like this. Hue, and it's a vibratory rate. And it's really like you'd fine-tune a piano, or you'd go give your car, an automobile, a tune-up.
Do you have to do it for a long time?
No. You inhale, what I do anyway, I inhale, and on the exhale is the Hue. So, Hue on the exhale, just till the breath runs out. So it's very natural, and it's not forced, and it's of our own tone and vibration. So whatever your own pitch is perfect for you. And the cool thing, if you're at work or what have you, you don't have to Hue out loud, number one, if it feels uncomfortable, or number two, if there's other people around. So it's a really simple technique.
It's a healing sound, and it's a retuning sound. I mean, we all know that sound's now used for, you know, a thousand different purposes in medicine, but what it does when we do it ourselves, it sets up a frequency or vibration within ourselves at the atomic level where the atoms are, and it actually reorganizes them or scrubs them, so our frequency or vibration, our outflow on a daily basis, is at a much higher, finer level so that we can flow out good feelings and they come back.
And yeah, harmony. I like the word harmony. It really harmonizes us. And
well, it's like Tibetan monks in their chants and things like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. There's quite a history on the Hue. I don't know if you want to hear the mini version of the history of the Hue.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure thing.
The Hue, number one, is found in the Oxford Dictionary. So that's, you know, that's an ancient book. Additionally, the Hue is found 5,000 years ago, back in the times of Egypt, and Michael's going to talk about the Sphinx here in just a minute. But it's found in the Druids, the Kabbalah, the Quran. So it's found in all these ancient texts. And currently it's found in Ekinkar as a form of prayer and contemplation, known as a spiritual exercise. And the coolest story, though, is the recent one we just found, because we research, you know, this stuff,
sure.
Was the Sphinx. Michael, you want to tell that story?
Yeah, about 5,000 years ago, people used to gather in Egypt at the Sphinx, but they didn't call it the Sphinx then. They called it Hue, actually, H-U. And there was a god in Egypt called Hue, and the Sphinx represented Hue. And they would gather there, and at sunset, thousands of people would begin to chant or sing Hue, and they would do it all night long until sunrise, the first rays of dawn they would see. So it was like a 10 or 12 hour Hue chant, and they did it as a form of prayer, really, and as a way to get in harmony.
Yeah.
Is there any special strength by doing it in mass?
Yes, there is. It's real different than, you know, you've heard the old, where two or more gathered. I think there's a line like that in the Bible. And there's strength in numbers. And when we Hue by ourselves, I'll notice a certain effect, like what it does for me, how it's changed my life. It brings more, opens my heart, really, brings more joy, puts me in the, what I call the fabric, like my true potential. However, when I Hue with a group, when a bunch of people get together and Hue, it creates what I would call I'd call it a quantum flow. And you can feel that flow. You ever some days you've stepped into something and you go, oh my, what? This is great. And you can feel it. You feel like you are timeless. You feel like you've stepped into something like a time slipstream, a flow. And that's what I can feel with the hue when we do it with a group hue, yes.
It's got that power then, and it all has to do with I think, resonance and everything else like that.
Exactly.
And bringing it back to signs and things, George, is that the hue, I consider it your primer of discernment, just like you put a coat of primer on a vehicle. Well, if you did a paint job without primer, that paint job is not going to be too appealing. So the hue is your primer of discernment, because if you don't have that level of discernment and calmness within, you will be misinterpreting messages and running amok, nonetheless.
So it's kind of like you said earlier, does, you know, breathing help? Well, yes, it does. I mean, when we breathe in, we increase the oxygen in our body, and it has a pretty dramatic effect when we're stressed out and we're jangled and we stop and take three deep breaths, you can immediately feel the change in consciousness. It starts to shift. If you couple that with the hue for a few minutes, you've just changed your life.
Oh, George, I have got a story. This just occurred. I was just in Texas.
All right.
And I shared a hue with anyone that'll listen, really. And it was, you know, a friend of a friend. No, her uncle, actually. And he's 80. And he's on a lung machine.
Okay.
Breathing oxygen. He carries the tank around.
With the little tubes up his nose?
You got it.
Yeah,
and he doesn't need them 24/7. So when we were chatting at the house, and it was a birthday and all of this, you know, I was sharing the hue. And he didn't have his oxygen with him at that time. He left it at the home. He can go get by a couple hours without it. All right, fine and dandy. So then we part ways, and I was there for a few days. So then I saw him again the next day. And he goes, he grabbed a hold of me, and he said, I've got to tell you this. I said, okay. He goes, you know that exercise? And at first I thought, exercise? What exercise? But he meant the hue technique. I said, well, yes, uh-huh. And he said, I tested my oxygen level, and it was at an 85. Normally then I need to do my, you know, add some oxygen and use the oxygen.
Sure.
Increase his number. He said, instead, I started to hue. He said, Nicole, the number went up to 96 without adding oxygen.
That's incredible.